Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York.
You almost didn't know to come in there.
I was looking at you for to see if you wanted me to bring you back, because I haven't done it in like a month. So
it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Never thought I'd say that, but yeah. I did. I missed you.
Well,
I probably missed you a lot more than your wife after a couple of days of a honeymoon.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great. We went to Mayan Riviera, about an hour south of Cancun, and it was terrible, you know? Ate and drank for free and
yeah,
got
must
a lot
have
of
been,
sun and didn't
must
do
have been
anything.
Horrible.
It was terrible.
Well, I can see one thing you did. You gained 20 pounds.
Yeah, this is the heaviest I've ever been.
You look like your father now. Pretty much. I mean, you are your father's son. You know that, right?
Yes, of course. I hope so, at
Your
least.
Father's one of the best sports guys I know. I mean, I just love going to a baseball game with Greg because he can do color and play-by-play. He always does.
Yeah.
And, you know, he could have his own radio show. I just don't know if he'd ever want to do it.
Yeah.
And we probably have to, you know, I don't know if we even have an audience for it. I mean, it would have to be, who would it be? People that think on the same level as your father? I mean, I don't even do that. He's great.
He's like me with heavy into the
conspiracy
theory
stuff. We'll
give
Terry a show. Terry should have a show. I mean, you got the Sports Man Cave dynasty going on here.
We do have a little bit of a dynasty.
We have enough content now with your Sports Man Cave brilliance, can I say?
Sure.
And people that don't know about this, go to sportsmancave.com. He's got a great.
Please, don't talk up my network.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it because, you know, we're leaning. There's a lot of little things in the works right now.
There
between
are some things in the works,
between
yes.
Roy and me. And, you know, I'm thinking of my future, even though I'm almost 60. Christ, I might not even have much of a future, knock on wood. But you never know. You never know when you're 60. I was talking to a doctor last night, and she was going, yeah, you know, the problem today is, you know, our area isn't, you know, people aren't having any children here anymore. And, you know, our average age is getting older. And, you know, people, as they get older, they get sick. And I went, well, thanks for pumping me up.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to go rock and roll. But I do feel good enough to go see the Nats later today. Yeah.
Well, and people with dogs live longer than people without dogs.
I have.
And you have three dogs, right?
Well, I have three left. I had four.
That's got to be good for
something. I got two that are 13. They're probably not going to last much longer. Although, I think Skippy might outlive me. She's like 8 pounds. So she, except her back keeps getting more curved. She looks almost like a salamander who's like a worm slinking across the ground when their back is straight up in the air. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm making fun of a rat terrier or whatever she is.
Yeah, the little dogs are fun.
Hey, you know
what? Haley has a little dog. And
all right, well, tell me about your honeymoon. You had fun. What was the most exciting thing the two of you did together?
Well, we went to Tulum, which is like the Mayan ruins.
And, okay.
So that was really cool. Probably the most beautiful place we've ever been.
Did you get ruined?
Yeah.
You were probably already ruined
one
when you
night,
got there. You didn't
night.
Drive, did you?
No.
Good.
No, we were going to get a rental car, and we ended up not doing it. So we saw the Mayan ruins. That was cool. We went horseback riding through the jungle, which was cool, but my legs got eaten
I
up by
love
mosquitoes.
I horseback ride every time I go on vacation
yeah,
with my
cool.
wife.
Yeah. Very, very cool. We went – there it is. Yeah. We went swimming in cenotes, which are like underground like cave rivers,
yeah,
sinkholes
yeah.
and stuff. We went snorkeling through that. That was really
don't,
cool.
don't say sinkhole. They're everywhere.
Right. Well,
people are getting gobbled up by those all across the nation.
Yeah.
And I think it has something to do with like the flooding maybe?
Yeah, I don't really know. But they're
probably.
called cenotes. But he
cenote?
Like I guess he compared them to a sinkhole.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
I speak Spanglish, so like every other word I can understand. And what else did we do? I thought I got roofied one night. We had these like
probably your wife.
We did moonlight massages.
She probably wanted to go out and just hang out somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
So you did massages.
We did
and
like
you
a,
got too loose.
Yeah, it was like says. A it was like a moonlight massage, and then they like put the oil in your face before
yes,
they,
yes,
all the new
yeah.
oils,
yeah.
and I guess it like kind of like made me pass out, so I fell asleep, and then like.
Did she weaken the Bernie you through
I
the
woke
rest of the vacation?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, you got gassed.
And then I woke up and we went to like one of the bars and we got a hookah.
What the
hookah's like a tobacco.
Listen, if I ever bring home a hookah, my wife's going to divorce me.
So yeah, that's a good one. So, but they don't start the hookah for you. Like they light it, but they don't clear it for you. So yeah. Like anyone who's ever smoked hookah knows that.
Oh wait a minute, is it that stuff?
Yeah, if you clear it,
God.
It gets you extremely lightheaded. So I just woken up from like an oil massage where I like already passed out. And I've been drinking all day because everything was all-inclusive.
So you're saying you regurgitated at
and
that
then,
point?
Well, I didn't throw up. No. Okay. But I thought I was.
I would have stuck my finger down my throat.
I was worried. I was like, Haley, we have to go back to the room. I think I got roofied. We got to go. This is like one of the first nights, you know? So I like, hadn't filled out the resort yet. So
you know,
like,
all you need to do is just jump in a nice cold bath. They probably have one in the spa.
Yeah, well, we went back and I passed out and she ordered
so
room service
spa
like 3 a.m.
Was it a spa, too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what's the name of this place so everybody can go there? Like, it's cheaper than Cabo, probably, a little bit.
It's probably a little bit more out in the ways.
What were the waves like?
The beach that we were at.
Was it the Gulf?
It's the Gulf.
Okay.
It's an adult-only resort, so, like, they had...
People were nude? Were they nude?
There were some, you know.
Nude!
There's some people, there were a lot of Europeans
there. Oh, my
there.
God! They're nude!
I guess that's the nicest way to say it. And they have like a reef right in front of it,
yeah.
So like there's waves, but it's not really like you're like I'm gonna go body surf kind of beach. Ours
right.
wasn't
right,
so it was an adult only. It was ranked like it's ranked in the top 100 best resorts,
that's
and it's
cool.
ranked in the top 100.
Now,
like,
how long
most
were you
romantic,
there?
So.
How long were you there?
Sunday to Sunday, so it was a week.
That's great.
It was great.
That's
it was awesome.
Great. Yeah,
very
and
cool.
You kind of chilled out after your wedding too for about a week, right?
Yeah, I had well,
kind of had a little bit of a.
I had to go to work and work like 14-hour days in order to save up enough leave to take the.
I hate the government when they do that.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm not real happy with our government, but that's a different show for a different time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Matt and I went back and Matt and I went back and forth, and I browbeat him so bad this morning on politics that he forgot what the question was. So we decided we'd take it up later on the internet. Listen, you know what? One thing that we do a pretty good job with is handicapping baseball,
mm-hmm.
and because you know I'm a baseball guy, you're a baseball guy, and you know we just have you actually do write ups on all the games.
I
don't do that because I basically just look at a game and I either like it or I don't like it. Let's do this. Let's give everybody the picks. Matt, we got, 5 minutes? 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Well, let's get started now, Roy.
Okay.
In the American League, Baltimore's at Toronto. Now, Baltimore won yesterday, and my buddy Dave Johnson's son, Steven Johnson, flew like early in the morning. I want to say 3 a.m., got to Toronto around, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, ended up pitching 2 2/3 innings and did a great job, even though he gave up a couple of runs. Really, it wasn't so much his fault, and the guy came in behind him, gave up a couple, but they win 6-5. Now that's a huge game for Baltimore because
they got blown out the day before that.
Yeah, they did. And look, this is Toronto's deal. They just aren't much of a team. They have a lot of great individuals. They got Melky Cabrera, so that tells you a little something. And this team, in my opinion, isn't going to be around because they just don't have enough pitching. New York is in first place. Boston's in second, a game back. Baltimore's 3.5 games back. Tampa Bay's 6 games back. All 4 of those teams, in my opinion, have a shot.
Isn't that
at the
wild,
playoffs.
Though, that Tampa Bay is that far back?
Well, it's not to me because the Yankees, like I said, Joe Girardi right now, I'd vote for him for manager
the
of the year
easily.
The
Yankees and the Sox right now.
Absolutely.
Everyone was counting them out.
They're both playing extremely well. And you know what? The American League East is the American League East for a reason. I mean, they have the best baseball in the American League. But anyway, Minnesota, Pelfrey's at Max Scherzer. I like Scherzer here. He's minus 230. Don't be afraid of the number. Take Detroit today. They got beat yesterday.
I agree. Minnesota
beat them. They're not going to beat them again,
I have Scherzer
in my
as well.
Opinion. The next game, well, I tell you what, I got something real important to say.
You do that.
Roy, you haven't heard this in a while.
I haven't.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. And listen, that Mexican music you hear in the background, the NAR is all over Mexico. They're all over Spain. They're all over the world. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News 1230, WFAS.
back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
You know, I think I had somebody, a friend of mine got arrested once for possession of hashtag. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds illegal. It's got to be good, though. It's got to be good.
You're on point today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? It's amazing what happens when you get 8 hours of sleep for a change. Mm-hmm. I came in here last week, Roy. I didn't know how I was going to make it through. We did a good job, though. And, you know, oddly enough, I don't yell when I'm by myself. But you know what? Hmm. I'm not yelling today either.
No.
You were earlier. Now you're
I was yelling at you because you're
conversation,
friggin' moron.
We're just having a conversation.
Politically,
why
you're
are you
like,
so mad?
You're like, anyway, we won't talk about that. The Cleveland's at Boston. Now, Cleveland has been hot, but they're a half game back right now. It's the first time they've been out of first place in about 2 weeks. Kluber, a righty for Cleveland, who's struggled a little bit, is going against really the lefty from Boston, DuBrant, who, in my opinion, doesn't do too well. I'm passing on the game. Yeah. I'd love to see Cleveland win this game. I'm just a big Cleveland fan. I love the way they're scoring runs, and I love the way that some of their guys are pitching so well.
Yeah, I like Cleveland here. Mainly
how
because
about
the last time
Ubaldo?
Ubaldo's
doing
pitched
fine.
And he screwed me. So
well, you know what though? He won three in a row before that. Hey, Sabathia, CeCe. Speaking of guys that aren't doing so well, CeCe's going out today against a really good. I mean, and when I say really good, I mean this kid's got all the talent in the world. Cobb. Mm-hmm. Cobb's minus 120. It's really a pick game. If you like the Yankees, it's a good day to pick them. I'm not picking them. I'm pretty sure that in my pool, I've already taken Tampa Bay today because they lost yesterday. I'm taking the Rays at home in that stupid place they play baseball.
I have the Yanks, but they're not one of my top plays. But I do have them winning today.
Oakland, well then me and you, that's a good one for me and you. Oakland, Cologne, who, you know, he spells his name colon, and he looks like he needs to have a colonoscopy at any time. A guy that also did 50 games. Next time, I think he gets 100, and the next time he's gone. He's going to Houston. Oakland lost yesterday. Houston won. I'm taking Oakland.
Yeah.
You got to.
That's one of my top plays.
Well, Houston doesn't trade games.
Yeah. Houston, on the rare occasion that they do win, they don't win back-to-back.
Not very often. They've done it one time this year,
I think. Oakland has a great pitching staff.
Yes, they do. And I'll tell you what.
All around, really.
Yeah, well, they've also got a great offensive team this year for a change. The Los Angeles Angels. God, you know, they've won seven in a row. They got Williams going. Williams has had a great start this year. I took them today. They're playing against Davis from, you know, Davis from Kansas City is a guy that's been struggling as of late. Kansas City's been struggling as of late.
Yeah.
Kansas City, in my opinion, I don't think they're ever going to make that turn where they're a first division team all the time. No matter how much talent they have, and no matter how many deals they make for pitching, something is missing there. It's not the manager either. The manager does a great job. I think I hate to say that they're GMs from around here, but evidently his job is not in jeopardy. But don't take them today.
No.
Take the other team. Take the Angels to win their eighth in a row. Mm-hmm. Texas. Now, this is the best team in the American League. Tepesh is pitching today. He has been average at best. He's going up against maybe the only guy on the Seattle team that's going to make the All-Star team, Iwakuma. Iwakuma is an all-star starter. Take Seattle at
really?
Home. Yeah, they got beat yesterday. Well, his ERA is like two and change.
Texas is my number one play of the day, actually.
Well, you know what?
I'll
take that with you, too.
Texas is the number.
Guys, you just like getting beat, don't
Well, they're
you?
The best pitching staff in baseball right now and the best team in baseball. Seattle, the only way they're going to beat you is if they put something out.
Darvish has looked like a Cy Young Award winner so far. Now, let's go to the National League. Chicago Cubs are in Cincinnati. Johnny Cueto looked pretty good last time he went out. He's 4-0. Lifetime, or at least the last 2 years against this opponent. It's Matt Garza, who nobody really knows what to expect of Matt. He's back from an injury. I'm going to take Cueto at home. I think they lost. Didn't they lose yesterday? I think they did.
I got to check that.
Pretty sure they lost it. They won the night before. If they win this, they win the series. Take Cincinnati. They're minus 180. You might even have to give minus 200, but don't be scared of the odds. You don't win in baseball if you're scared of the odds.
Yeah, Cincy is going for the sweep today, and I say they get it.
Now, this is one of the few times in a long time I've ever picked against Cole Hamels. I hate him. That's documented. But he's a great pitcher. But like all the pitchers who have gotten 20 million plus a year, he's sucking at the yin yang this year. In 2013, his record when he pitches this year, are you ready for this? 1-9. 1-9. I just don't see.
Say that again.
They're 1-9 in games that he starts this year. That's true. He's got a 4.45 ERA. And in his last three starts, he's 0-3. You've been in Mexico, man, partying your butt off.
Hey, you would have thought the world was ending the news that I was watching.
Well, you know who he's pitching against? Steven Strasburg, who's about this far away from having a great outing.
He's 0-3 against the Phillies lifetime, right?
Well, you're going to see. Strasburg's 3-7. He's 3-7 lifetime against. When Stras pitches this year, they're only 3-7. He's a lifetime against Philly. He's got an 8.10 ERA. Yeah. Hamels handles him. This could be a low-scoring game. This could be a 3-2 ball game. Could be a 2-1 ball game. Hey, you know who's going to be there? Yours truly. I'm going to drive down there, buy a cheap ticket, and sit right on the field. Trust me, I will cheat. They'll think I'm going to my real seats. Matt's picking up. What do you want to say, Matt?
I thought I'd just call up security. All right, look for the guy in the blue sweatshirt.
Look for the guy wearing the Giants.
Sketchy next to the field.
You've obviously never
probably been, has a microphone.
You've never been for a ride in my truck. I have like 20 shirts in my car.
He'll just switch them all.
For the guy wearing three sweatshirts when it's 70 degrees out.
That would be me. Well, hell, they'll probably check us at the gate. Pittsburgh. God, what a great season they're having.
Yeah.
Again, now last year they started out like this, Roy, you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just kind of wilted at the end.
They fizzled out a little bit, yeah.
I hope they don't do that. One of my favorite guys in the world, Wandy Rodriguez, going today against Gallardo, who started out really well. But right now, Milwaukee's in a little bit of a funk. I'm taking Pittsburgh to win again in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there may be some runs scored here, but I love Rodriguez, and he's a good hitter. Oh, by the way, last three starts, Gallardo 0-3, Rodriguez 3-0. Take Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know what the number is there? Pittsburgh's an underdog.
Are they really?
They're plus 120. Take them for double.
They're in my parlay, actually.
Colorado's at San Francisco. Garland, who's seen better years, against Matt Cain, who's had one of the worst starts ever. But this year, last year, against Colorado, he was 2-0 with a 1.76 ERA. Garland has never started against San Francisco, and that's not good for the Giants. Giants, by the way, won one of the most exciting games you'll ever see yesterday, and we'll talk about that later, but they went on an inside-the-park walk-off home run by Angel Pagan in the bottom of the 10th inning, and they win yesterday 6-5. A guy we had on the show, what was it, last week or the week before? Michael Kadire, Cuddy, he's back from his injury. He had a bad neck. A real super stiff neck. He injured his neck. He actually hurt it a little bit last year, too. Came back. He's been on a roll. It looked like they were going to win because of two of the most horrible calls you've ever seen by a home plate umpire. But my buddy Boach got tossed. He got tossed for basically just telling the guy the truth. Didn't make a big scene. You know, and the guy had to toss him because I'm sure he dropped about 30 F-bombs in his ear. Mm. And I got to tell you, that was all that the Giants needed to come back in the 10th and get two runs with nobody, well, with one out. Let's go here. I'm going to pick Big Sugar, Matt Cain.
I got San Francisco too.
All right,
they're one of my top plays.
San Diego's in Arizona. You know who's having a great year? Former Washington National Marquis. You know, I don't even like the guy. But you know what?
Well, when he was in Washington, to be fair, he had what? He had like all that surgery. He had like loose bones in his elbow or something like that.
Yeah, and plus they were paying him $10 million a year.
Way too much.
But I got to tell you, Corbin has had a great year so far. He's an all-star right now, a lefty for Arizona. Take him.
Yeah.
He's 7-0 when he starts this year. 7-0.
I got him too.
San Diego beat him yesterday. I don't see him beating him today. As a matter of fact, that's my play of the day.
Yeah.
That'll be my play of the day. I'm calling it right here. The Padres against a guy that hot, I'm taking him. St. Louis against LA. This is a great pitching matchup.
Yeah.
Two all-stars here. You got Miller, who this year he's got a 1.74 ERA. St. Louis isn't scoring runs for this guy, which is really strange. I mean, it seems like the Cardinals pick one guy every year to just hose on their staff. This is his year. He's 6-3 when he starts. Clayton Kershaw, the ace of the Dodgers, unfortunately, he's pitching for the Dodgers. He's 2-0 his last three starts, 0.73 ERA. You got to take Clayton Kershaw. And the Dodgers need to win. They need to win.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting any closer to first place. Right now, the Dodgers are 6.5 games back. I love to say this, in last place in the National League West.
Yeah, I have St. Louis in that game.
You took Miller? Okay.
Yeah,
you and I are butting heads in like four games.
Well, he's not that again. That's not, no, but that's not good. Again, one of my top plays, but I think St. Louis is hot right now.
Well, they're hot. Period.
LA's not.
Well, St. Louis is scoring runs too. Yeah. You know, St. Louis to me reminds me of Texas in the American League. They're doing both. They're hitting and they're pitching.
That could be a 1 or 2-0 game.
You know what? It probably will be. Atlanta, who has won. They've won. I mean, they're so streaky.
They can't lose.
They went 12-1, then they went 10-17. Now they won 8 in a row, mm-hmm. right? They're going up against the New York Mets. I'm sorry. Markham's 0-5, 6.59 ERA. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And you know what? It's in New York. Look at the number. Minus 125, which is almost a pick game for Atlanta. People, take the Atlanta Braves and put your mortgage on it. Put your mortgage on it. You know I'm kidding, right? Don't put your mortgage on it.
Just kidding. We don't bet.
Don't
here.
Put your car on it. Just, you know, whatever it takes. If you're in the hole.
Do you have any kids?
Hey. Do you have any kids? Put their college funds
hey,
on this.
You know what? I just don't see any way the Mets win this game. Now watch. They'll probably destroy this guy. And look, and there's one interleague game all year. All today. You got Santa Bia. Going against Axelrod. Axelrod's been hot as of late, but anything can happen in this Miami. No, I'm sorry. Take the White Sox.
Yeah.
The Miami Fish, they're terrible.
That's in my notes. I said pick anyone over Miami.
Yeah, I would say that Miami and Houston, the only good thing that happened this year is Houston went to the American League.
Yeah.
And by doing that, it basically took one of the worst teams probably in the history of baseball out of the National League mix.
Yeah.
But so now there's an automatic win, you know, 3 out of 4 games every time you play who? Houston. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Who was your pick of the day, Roy?
My pick of the day is Texas over Seattle.
And who did I take?
You said it was
Corbin over Marquis, Arizona.
That's right.
I got Arizona, and who do you have?
I have Texas.
To double up on those two, even though I think I'm against him on this Texas game. Yeah. Yes, I am.
My parlay, I have Oakland, Chicago, and Pittsburgh.
I don't parlay. And I said, that's a sucker bet.
And I said, if you're really feeling lucky, then take the Yankees in that as well.
See, you like the Yankees in that game. Who did I take?
I took Cobb.
Mm-hmm. In that stupid gym they call a baseball field.
Very dumb.
I'm Bruce Hall in Tampa Bay. Will you please do something with that field?
City of Florida, would you get involved in sports?
Hey, we'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News Talk 1230, WFAS.
Combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We're going to go over our MLB All-Star team.
We're on baseball roll. And listen, one of the reasons that we're not talking about hockey is, you know what? I actually, don't laugh at me.
I love
please.
Hockey. So.
I took the numbers, I took the odds, and I took the Rangers, and I'm like, I watched 3 games, and that was all I could watch.
If you didn't take the Blackhawks last night, shoot yourself.
No, don't.
We're don't just, actually
we're just
do
kidding.
It. But come on, man! Did anyone actually think that the Blackhawks were going to go out without a fight? But that's for a later segment. We're in baseball.
You know, you're absolutely right. But we're going to talk about baseball. Then we're going to get around hockey. We got the Indianapolis 500 today, which is going to be crazy.
I turn left better than you.
Yeah, well, you do turn left better than I do because I don't turn like most
I'm not
people.
Big on NASCAR
I cut the
or
corner.
Indy 500.
I cut the corner. I go through the infield. I don't care. You know, when I got a big blue truck and you better get out of my way.
He just takes out the sidewalk. Anybody walking there.
Well, listen, you want a big vehicle, so you're the hitter, not the hittie.
Matt, I'm very surprised you haven't talked about the soccer player who.
Oh, God.
I thought for sure that was going to be the first thing.
Are
you
talking
said.
About the guy that killed the guy?
He's an LA Galaxy member.
Oh, Robbie Keane.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Did he come? Did he come out?
Glad. Yeah, he said.
Well, he was out before.
Yeah, he was already said he was gay.
Well, they're soccer players. Aren't most of them gay? I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Dude.
Hey, listen, Joey Votto. Look, I was an All-American soccer player. I was an All-Metropolitan soccer player. And let me tell you.
That should be the drinking game.
Anytime soccer is mentioned. I love soccer. Hey, South Lakes High School
made
it to the regionals, and they lost in a penalty kick. Yeah. Shoot off. I mean, they were scared. They should have won. They lost to Woodson High School.
Soccer is like the one sport that
all right,
I can't get into.
First, I'm going to give you Bruce Bochy's picks right now. Now, you might say, you can't do that. You're absolutely right. I can't. But, you know, 2 years ago when, I was, it's really funny. All 34 guys were 34 guys I had on my list. Joey Votto is having an unbelievable year now. He's now starting to hit the ball with power. You remember he had an ACL last year, you remember? Yeah. Hurt his knee real bad. I don't even know if he had an ACL. I think that he injured his knee so badly he was out for, I guess, a month and a half. Came back, but at the end of the year he wasn't the Joey Votto that he was before the injury. Now he's starting to look like the old Joey Votto. In 183 official bets, that's 49 games, Joey Votto, the first baseman for the Reds, who, by the way, suffers from the same thing I do, anxiety and depression, probably takes medication for it. 10 doubles, 1 triple, 8 home runs. He's only got 23 RBIs, and that's not his problem. That's a problem that of the first two guys in front of him. But he's walked 42 times in 49 games. That's amazing. You know what his on-base average is? 480.
23
RBIs. Do you know
how
sick that is? That's Bobby Bonds. That's Barry Bonds-esque. Yeah. 480, and he's probably been walked intentionally 10 times. His slugging percentage is .552. His OPS is 1.032. Joey Votto will start at first base for the National League. And he'll get voted in even though Cincinnati has a pretty low market share, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they sell out almost every game. This kid, Jose Segura, or Juan Segura,
mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, this kid comes. Now, he's been around, but he is number 2 in the league in batting average.
Yeah.
.341 average. Got 14 stolen bases. I can't leave him off the team.
Well, he's got great all-around numbers.
Look, he's got
6 doubles, 5 triples, 7 home runs, 20 RBIs. 20 RBIs, a little low, but it's still on the first page. If you're on the first page in statistics and you're putting up numbers like that in every other category, you're doing all right.
And I got to tell you, I'd rather have Segura on there as a backup shortstop than Ryan effing Braun, who I'd leave off the team just because he's such a prick. Yadier Molina, number 1 catcher in the league. He's going to make it. Mm-hmm. Not surprisingly, Yadi doesn't have a triple, but he's got 12 doubles.
He doesn't have the wheels.
He's only got 2 home runs, but he's the best receiving catcher in baseball. Yeah, Buster Posey. He's a little better than you. .376 on base percentage. He is going to make the team. Buster will probably get the votes.
Some of Molina's
hits, Buster will get the votes. Hottie will be number 2. And if Hottie doesn't get the number 2 voting in the National League, guess what? Boch is going to put him on. He may be the only St. Louis Cardinal on the team. And I'm only saying that because last year, you know, a year after the San Francisco Giants won the World Series.
It was a big controversy.
Yeah, St. Louis won it the next year in 2011. And Tony La Russa, who was already retired, coached the All-Star team. He stiffed 2 or 3 pretty good San Francisco Giant players.
And that red second baseman.
Yeah, Phillips.
Well,
he can't. No one's going to be able to stiffen this year because he's got more RBIs than anybody almost. But he'll be back. Troy Tulowitzki, automatic.
Yeah,
he's going to make it if he's healthy. I mean, you know, the thing about Troy is he'll pull a hammy getting out of the shower. Mm-hmm. The guy's full of muscle. How he ever never did 50 games, I have no idea.
He's one of those guys though that could be hurt and injured and still win the vote, like a Ryan Howard kind of guy.
You're right. I mean, yeah, you know what. Well, even Ryan
Not so much Ryan Howard anymore.
Not anymore.
Ryan Howard a couple of years ago didn't even have to play, and he was the first ballot guy.
No, I totally agree. We're sitting here. Let me see. Who do you have next?
Carlos Gomez?
Yeah, now this is the other guy from Milwaukee. Look, my sweet mate in college, great guy named John Nairn, is the hitting coach for the Milwaukee Brewers. John in college was a pretty good hitter. Probably punched out way too much. He's Jerry Nairn's brother. They're both on the bench for the Milwaukee Brewers with Ron Renicki up there in Milwaukee. You know, he's doing a great job as a hitting instructor, obviously. These guys, in my opinion, are probably as good a hitters as anybody in baseball right now. And John's got to have something to do with that. And this is, I think, his second year there. You know, the one thing about John that I always liked is he works hard. And you can obviously tell he's been working hard with that team. You know, a lot of osmosis going on there. But this is a guy that never really had, you know, I'm talking about Gomez now. He's got 13 doubles, 3 triples, 8 home runs. You might have a hard time not putting him on the team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think you only get to keep 34 players.
Yeah.
And they generally mix that up about 18 or 19 to the balance for pitching. You got Marco Scudero.
Yep.
Boach is in. He had an 18-game hitting streak just broken. What are you going to say about Scudero? Look at his walk-strikeout ratio. 16 walks, 12 strikeouts. He is the number two hitter for the world champion. And you can arguably say, even if he's not hitting 322 at the All-Star game, if he's healthy, he's making the team.
Yeah.
Boach is going to put him on. You got Paul Goldschmidt. I love this kid. He just got an in-between contract with Arizona. They signed him to like a 5-year deal, you know, worth $6-7 million a year. You know, that's kind of one of those David Wright in-between deals.
Yeah.
Goldschmidt's going to make the team. 13 doubles, 12 home runs, 39 RBIs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
and he's got 4 stolen bases. His OBA is 399.
Second in the NL in RBIs.
Yeah, anything around 400 OBP, to me, you're elite. You got Adrian Gonzalez. Now, didn't start out great this year because he was hurt. And even though he's playing for the Dodgers, and that might hurt him with Boach, but Adrian used to play for Boach in San Diego. I see Adrian making the team. Mm-hmm. 9 doubles, 5 home runs. He does have 33 RBIs. He's giving
for 6 best.
You know what? He's given up a little bit of power. He looks like he's just trying to hit the ball, and he's doing a good job. 375 OBP. Aoki, forget it. He's a Brewer. We're already going to have too many Brewers on. Cargo, you know, arguably having one of the best years in baseball. 42 runs scored, 12 doubles, 13 bombs, 32 RBIs. He's punched out 48 times, but he's also walked 26. His OBP is 397. He makes the team. Ryan Braun, pass.
That's your boy.
I'm not going to talk about it. If he gets stiff, that'll be a great stiff. And you know what? Boach losing Melky Cabrera after the All-Star break last year.
Yeah.
You know, might be sending the right message to Mr. Braun, in my opinion. You know, not that Boach doesn't think he's a good player. He probably loves him. But you know what? Somebody's got to not make it. I say it's not going to be this guy, Buster Posey. Mm-hmm. He's going to make the team. Gerard Parra does not make the team. Daniel Murphy. You know, you can say this might be the only Met or maybe the only Met position player with a chance. He's got 15 doubles, 4 home runs, 22 RBIs, 32 runs scored. Mm-hmm. You know what? Murphy's not going to make the team.
So you say no David Wright?
No. Well, I haven't gotten to David yet.
No, I know. But you said no Mets position player.
I don't know if David's going to make it or not. Because there's so many third basemen.
Yeah.
330, because Pablo's going to make it.
Yeah.
339 on base average isn't good enough for a Met. Pablo Sandoval, okay. 338 on base average, that is good enough for a San Francisco Giant. 7 doubles, 8 home runs. He is the hitter that makes everybody else go in that lineup. He's played with a really bad flu virus for a week and a half, every game just about. And he, you know what they do? They give him fluids. He stays away from everybody. He shows up and he hits. Last night, I think he had 2 hits. Pablo's got 34 RBIs. He's hitting 302. He makes the team. Craig, this is the guy I'm worried about. He's having a great year for St. Louis, although he's not a power hitting first baseman like most. I don't think he makes the team. Why? He's a Cardinal. That's why. because they stiffed the Giants last year. He's a borderline guy anyway, and I don't have him on my list. Starling Marte, this kid is a ball player. He's a leadoff kind of guy, 9 doubles, 3 triples, 5 home runs, 35 runs scored, 12 stolen bases. He's got an OBP at 366. He's borderline.
Yeah.
I don't have him on the team, but he could make it if somebody drops off. DeNorfia, no. Crawford, no. Freeman, no. You know, Freeman started out like gangbusters. He's only got 3 home runs right now. Matt Carpenter's having a good year for St. Louis, but he's only got 3 bombs, 15 doubles. Plus, you know, he's just not good enough. Andrew McCutchen, you got to put him on.
You can't say enough about
him. Well, he's the guy. He's not having a great year right now, Roy.
Yeah. But well, he's still a top 10 in all outfielders in batting average.
And,
he's not having a bad year.
You know what? His on-base percentage is so, you know, impressive. He'll do it. 30. Okay. And then after that, I'm doing sign language with him. Carlos Beltran, no way. Not going to make it. David Wright. That's going to be the politically correct thing to do, in my opinion. David's still one of the top third basemen in the game. 7 doubles, 6 bombs, 28 home runs. You look at his walk strikeout ratio, 27 walks, 35 strikeouts. Better than last year, and he's got 11 stolen bases. And you know, the season's just over a quarter gone. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of ownership is being threatened. Home ownership. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy Edwards and Matt. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 News, 1230 WFAS. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on your floor tonight.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back.
Down by the river.
I hope you didn't miss us too much. Yeah, we're talking in the studio here on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope you guys are out grilling today and remembering that our troops do so much for us.
Oh, jeez.
Matt, there you go. There's your plug.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before we get, you know, we don't want to take sports too seriously this weekend because there are bigger things in life, and the troops.
That's for sure.
The troops make that very much possible.
That's why I'm going down there. I guarantee you there's probably 5,000 soldiers down at Nationals Park today.
Because
They'll fill that place up today and tomorrow. It's going to be unbelievable.
And you guys all better be on your feet. What is it, fourth
inning? And who are we beating, Cole Hamels?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Except for you got Hamels, don't you?
No, God, no! I would never pick a Philly over that. Come on,
all right, listen.
That's my homer pick.
For all you Mets fans out there, and God bless all of you, and I mean that.
Good for you.
I mean that with my heart. David Wright will make the All Star team. Trust me. Great Bridge High School. Actually, no. David's from Hickory High School in Chesapeake, Virginia, about 4 miles down the road from Great Bridge, which is where Michael Kadire and Justin Upton went to school. 392 OBA, he's making it.
Speaking of Justin Upton, that kid is on fire.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another guy who is quietly having an all-star year, Brandon Crawford, who we've had on the show before. I interview him every spring training. We haven't had him on the air this year, but we are going to have him on the show in the next couple of weeks. Brandon Crawford, quietly, 25 runs scored, 11 doubles, 5 bombs, 24 RBIs. And you know where he hits out of a lot of times? The 8-hole. I mean, that's incredible what he's done. He's stolen a base. His walk-strikeout ratio is decent for him. This is the best on-base percentage that Brandon has ever had in the big leagues, 358. And guess what? His manager is coaching the All-Star team. He's going to make it. Brandon Phillips is having one of the greatest years he's ever had driving in runs. 190 official at-bats, 12 doubles, Roy, 8 bombs, and you tell everybody how many RBIs he has. 42.
Honestly, I've lost where we're at.
I just wanted to hear your voice. 42 RBIs, and this is the second baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. That's the reason Votto doesn't have all those RBIs. Votto's scoring all those runs. Mm-hmm. Brandon's hitting behind Joey to protect him. Now,
yeah, that's my boy, man. I love that guy.
I do too. He's
fourth in all of second baseman in batting.
You got to put him on. 336 OBA. That's a little low, but that's because he's going long ball more, yeah. and he's only walked 14 times.
8 home runs, second overall for second baseman, leads all second basemen of
the
RBIs.
All right, the next guy, I'm not sick, Sin Soo Chu. Sin Soo Chu is having an all-star year, 11 doubles, 9 home runs, only 19 RBIs, 35 walks. Are you ready for this, Roy? 5 stolen bases, 438 on base average. You got to put a guy on. He won't start because he won't get the votes, but he'll be in the game in the fifth inning. He'll be in the game the fifth or sixth inning, and who knows? It could go 15 innings. You never know. Yeah. DeJesus, no way. Bryce Harper makes the team. Yeah. Bryce Harper, his on base average 384. He's in a little
votes.
Bit of a slump now because he ran into a wall.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, but he's got 12 bombs, 7 doubles, 24 walks, 29 punch outs. The kid's going to be a great one. He's probably going to hit 30 bombs this year.
He'll probably start because he'll probably
he'll get the votes. He'll get the votes. Well, if he doesn't, he'll be in there soon. Rosario, no. Alonso, no. John Jay, no way. Michael Young.
It's Michael Young, yeah.
You know, I can't put him on, and I'll tell you why. If he was the only Philly to go on, I'd say he's got a shot. I'd like to put him on because I hate the Texas let him go, but I don't think he goes on. Denard Span doesn't go on. Hunter Pence, even though Hunter Boach would love to put Hunter on, that's stretching it a little bit. 13 doubles, 7 bombs. You know, he punches out a lot, but he's got to, you know, quietly, Hunter Pence. You know, he contributes every game.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I have talked about that. He's one weird dude, but I like him.
He's kind of a weird
guy. Like him, and when his eyes get real wide, I really get worried because he's very strong, too. Jay Bruce, no way. He's having an off year. Justin Upton, here's a guy that probably will make the All-Star game because he'll probably get the votes because Atlanta does draw, you know what I mean? But here's the problem. He started out like gangbusters.
Yeah.
He's got 14 bombs, but his on-base average dropped to 387. He makes the team because of the 14 bombs and the 36 runs he scored.
Well, 387 is good for fourth best among all outfielders.
Well, it's close. Is it?
Yeah.
Aren't there like 3 or 4 guys at 4 or better?
He's at 387, okay. Fourth overall. 397 is Gonzalez.
Okay.
Braun is 398, and then leading on everybody is Choo.
You know, Dexter Fowler just barely misses it. Gyorko barely misses it. Cabrera doesn't make it. And then we're getting down. You know, there isn't anybody left on this. Matt Kemp is definitely not making it. 9 doubles, 2 bombs.
I love Matt Kemp, though.
Yeah, but he's a 313 on-base average. He's not going to make it. Yeah. Hey,
he's not having the year.
No, but listen, he could get hot.
He could.
If he gets hot between now and the All-Star game, Mac, I mean, if he has a killer June, he maybe makes the All-Star
team. Well, he told
team.
Everybody that he would donate $1,000 for every home run that he hit before the All-Star break.
Did he say
to
that?
Oklahoma, which was a kind of weird thing to say, seeing as only $1,000.
Did you see what he did? He took
off his hat, his jersey, his
that
shoes.
That was to that kid,
awesome.
Right?
Awesome, yeah, very cool.
Well, that was definitely the right thing to do. Now, let's talk about the National League pitchers real quick while we're at it. So we just click on pitchers, and here we are. It's pretty easy, these first few guys. We got Clayton Kershaw. He's an all-star. Corbin's an all-star with Arizona. You know, Zimmerman, definitely.
Jordan Zimmerman is having a
Jordan
hell
Zimmerman
year,
is the ace of the Washington yeah. Nationals. He's 8-2 with a 1.71 ERAs. Oh, you know, he's got 0.87 whip. Miller, we talked about Sean Miller. He's going to make it. He's going to be one of the few Cardinals to make it. Matt Harvey, Mets fans, will make the All-Star team unless he's hurt. And I'm not sure he's not hurt.
And to add to Jordan Zimmerman real quick, he's pitched the most innings out of anyone in the NL. He's already got got 2 complete games.
Or, right.
I mean, he's had a hell of a year.
Absolutely. Right? Adam Wainwright should make the team, but he's a Cardinal, so you got to be careful. This kid Locke is a great player. Jeff Locke's his name. You know, he's been up and down for a while, but he's a relatively young guy, born in 87. He's a New Hampshire kid, too. And, you know, you got to wonder, you know, where did this kid come from? You know, that just he's a left-hander, first and foremost. A lot of those guys that are left-handers just end up, you know, making a name for themselves a lot of times way ahead of the right-handers because there's more left-handed hitters.
And Pittsburgh has two guys in the top 10 in ERA. Who would have thought that? You know?
Yeah, and you got Mike Minor, Atlanta. He makes the team. Cliff Lee's been awesome. He makes the team. Burnett's kind of a bobblehead here. What do you think? I mean, I like what he's done. He's having a great year. In 70 innings, he struck out 85 guys.
The win-loss isn't there, but his ERA has it. And, you know, he's pitched 70-plus innings, which is always good to see. So he's going deep in games.
What gets him in is his 196 average against.
Yeah.
I mean, when a team's only hitting 196 against you, you're winning. Mm-hmm. Strasburg probably makes it. But he's 2-5.
He needs a few more.
Well, he needs to win today against Hamels.
He needs to have a good outing today. But at the same time, Steven Strasburg is another one of those names that's gonna get votes.
Young kid for Chicago Cubs. Wood has had a great year. I have him on the team, but he got beat pretty good yesterday. Scott Feldman's the same way. Another young kid for the Cubs. They've got some good young pitching. I don't see him making it. Cahill, I don't see him making it. Baumgartner, I see him making it. Bum is one of the best lefties in the league.
Homer Bailey.
209 against. Lance Lynn made it last year when he shouldn't have. He won't make it this year. Yeah. Homer Bailey's got a shot. He's got 63 strikeouts, 64 innings, 3.08 ERA. And then after that, unless Marquis makes it because somebody from San Diego has to make it,
I was just about to say,
that is all of your starting pitchers that qualify. Now, if you click on, we're actually on MLB.com doing this.
So you can follow
if you click on everybody, which is
MLB?
Yeah. I'm trying to click on everybody and I can't do it. I wanted to bring up the guys that I thought were going to make it. I've got them right here anyway. It's called my Bochy cheat sheet. Craig Kimbrel will make it with Atlanta. Arguably one of the best right-handed relievers in a long, long time. Has more strikeouts per nine innings than anybody except Billy Wagner, I think, in the last 15, 20 years. You've also got a guy by the name of
Jason Grilley from the Pirates?
Yeah, from the Pirates. You know, he was an eighth inning guy last year, and he's closing this year, and he's doing a great, great job.
He leads the league in saves.
Yes, he does.
And Allen saves, I
should say. Yeah, you know who else might make it? Gio Gonzalez has a shot. He's going to have a couple of good more good outings. He might make it. Sergio Romo definitely is going to make it. If Sergio does what he's doing. See, Sergio should have made it last year, don't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, they took him from an eighth inning guy when Brian couldn't make it the rest of the year. They took him from an eighth inning guy, made him a closer. And what did he do? He closed in the playoffs and had a great, great World Series, great playoff run. Sergio makes it. You know who's going to make it? The only Astro on the team? Jose Altuve. And you know whose team he's on in the winter? Pablo Sandoval's home team. He's the starting second baseman for that team they got a funny name, Maracaibo. Venezuela. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be one hell of a nice place to go. But anyway, that's who we like. Now let's go to the American League. And you know, I don't pay quite as much attention, Royce. Are you on the American League yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead and start down. I'll tell you if I got them on my list. Start with the hitters.
Start with the hitters?
Yeah.
I have pitching pulled up. But all right, we have Cabrera. Obviously, he's a lock.
He's the MVP of both leagues right now.
Yeah, really.
He's unbelievable.
He could be a triple crown guy again. How incredible would that
be? He's having a better year now, this year.
How incredible would that be if he goes triple crown back-to-back?
He's just unbelievable. That's ridiculous. I think he'll do it if he stays healthy. You know, when they were playing their two-game series in Washington, he got hurt. And you could see when he got hurt swinging. And for the rest of the game, he was grabbing his hip, never came out. This guy does not come out of games when he's hurt. And you got to love that about a guy. You know, you absolutely have to love that about a guy like that. Now, Cabrera, he makes the team easily. Who else you got?
Maurer, who's kind of had a comeback season with Minnesota. Last year, he was kind of a down year.
Joe Maurer, he'll make the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a great game last night, drove in the winning run. You know, Loney, I'm not sure. He's got a great on-base average. He's got a great batting average. Tampa's not going to have that many All-Stars. I think Loney will make it.
He's got 13 doubles. That's a good number.
He's hitting 342.
22
the problem
RBI
is
a little low.
So the Dodgers really did good letting him go, huh? Jesus, does you think that says anything about their hitting instruction from a former juicer by the name of Mark McGwire? Do you think that has anything to do with it? You know, if they fire Donnie Baseball, Donnie Mattingly, as the coach, they should hire him as the hitting coach and get rid of that big lug. Alex Gordon should make it.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, you like him?
Yeah.
I love him.
You know, Kansas City's got to have somebody, right?
He's a young guy. You got Dustin Pedroia quietly having a phenomenal year. Eight stolen bases, 29 walks, 28 strikeouts.
How about Chris Davis, though? First baseman of Baltimore Orioles.
He's arguably your MVP right now.
That dude,
second in the voting.
Runs.
He's second in the voting behind
that
Cabrera.
Guy's ridiculous.
Well, what if the Orioles didn't have him?
Then they'd be out
of luck. Wouldn't have anything. He's got 17 doubles, 16 bombs, 46 RBIs for Baltimore is a lot. And you know what his on base average is? Do you know?
Yes. On base percentage is 423.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And Pedroia's is 422.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's four. There's four over 400s in the top six.
And Longoria's having a heck of a
year. Yeah, he'll make it. So will Machado.
Machado.
I think Machado gets put on.
I like Machado a lot.
All right, we'll be back. This is Bruce Hall for Roy. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 News Talk 1230.
Go flip some burgers.
WFAS. Calling to my name, 200 million guns loaded.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody. First, I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend. This is a big weekend for me. I've said on the show more than one time that my favorite place maybe in the world is Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, right across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is not a big place, but there's a lot of history there. And most of the great part of the history of the United States, the men and women who served the armed forces in many, many, many wars and many battles are all buried there, most of them. The ones that we were able to retrieve them and bring them back home. And I know today one of the reasons that I want to go to the Nationals Park and watch, you know, the Washington Nationals play is there's going to be so many uniforms there today. Mm-hmm. And there'll be so much celebration of how lucky we are to be free. Freedom, we take it for granted because we grew up in the United States. I ask myself this all the time. Why did God, and I believe God did this. I mean, I believe in God. But why did he elect for me to live in this country? Out of all the places in the world I could have been born, how come here? How come now? You know, because I couldn't have it better. Anywhere else in the world, where else would you have it any better? Nowhere. You know, everything is at our fingertips. We take our freedom for granted. And honestly, most of the world doesn't live in freedom, Roy, do they? I mean, you look around the world, everybody's oppressed. Yeah. We can't step in and fight everybody's fights for them, but we can definitely give them support one way or the other, whether it's with our military or our diplomacy, whatever it takes. But we will fight forever for freedom. And I want to thank our men and women in the armed forces, ages 17 to 90-something. Thank you for everything. And, you know, it's hard to say. My father was a chief petty officer in the Navy during World War II. He was in the Pacific for a couple of years. It was tough. I mean, they, you know, we if it wasn't for, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, we might not have won that war. You know, we won the war in Europe, but the war in the Pacific was a different story. And now it's, you know, what, 60, 70 years later, and things have changed. But things haven't changed.
And we're still undefeated.
Yeah, well, for the most part. A lot of people would say that we're not undefeated because, but then you wouldn't know, you weren't around then. Hey, listen, we were talking about baseball. We're going to finish up now with the American League, who we think's on the All-Star team. And then I want to start talking about the Mets and the Yankees. And I want to talk about what a great job, in my opinion, that the New York Yankees have done this year. Quietly, they have handled everything perfectly. And you know what? The injuries aren't over for the Yankees. And the Mets are – I don't think the Mets have an identity right now. I'm not sure they know where they're going. And I think that's why they're 10, 11, 12 games under 500.
I thought this was the year that the Mets could contend for New York.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I thought it was going to be about the same. I thought they'd both be around 500. Yeah. What's happening is we're not seeing that, though, right?
Well, the Yankees are the Yankees.
The Yankees are the Yankees, and there's a reason that they're the Yankees. Because they're the Yankees. All right. Let's go over American League pitching. I think, did we get everybody?
Left off at Manny Machado.
Manny Machado is going to make the team, and he's going to be put on the team. If he continues to hit 327, 357 OBA, and play that great third base for Baltimore, you know the only thing that keeps him out? His age. That'd be it, you know, because he hadn't been around long enough.
But
Harper's different.
And Trout.
Harper's different. He's in the National League. He's a power hitter. Manny's got 5 home runs. He's got 28 RBIs. He's scored 34 runs. But he's having to deal with guys like Miguel Cabrera as a third baseman. Yeah. Evan Longoria as a third baseman. It's going to be a lot harder for him to make the team is what I'm saying.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you somebody that will make the team, his teammate, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, Adam Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam Jones has got 206. Was that your stomach that just growled?
That's my stomach, yeah.
Oh, my God. That came over on my – I heard that in my headphones.
Did you?
That's unbelievable. Can you play that back, Matt, for us?
I was wondering if that was my stomach.
No,
was
that
so
was
loud.
His stomach.
Yeah, that was my stomach.
That was his
feel
stomach.
It, but –
You know what he's probably got? He's got that Montezuma's Revenge two weeks late. But anyway, Adam Jones, 36 runs scored, 15 doubles, 9 bombs. He's going to make it easily. The only thing Adam Jones needs to do less of, in my opinion, is punch out. He likes that high fastball too much. If I was his hitting coach, every time he swung at a high fastball, I'd smack him in the back of the head like Jethro Gibbs on NCIS does to Tony. Mike Trout definitely makes it.
Yeah.
13 doubles, 5 triples, 10. He might hit 20 triples this year. 10 bombs, 36 RBIs. His on-base average is .383. He's hitting .305. Mike Trout is definitely one of the Angel. And he's gonna. You're going to be surprised when one of the guys on the Angels doesn't make it this year. Justin Morneau's got good numbers, but he doesn't make it.
You talking about Winnie the Pooh holes?
Yep. You also have Ian Kinsler's injured. Now, when he comes back, we'll decide whether he makes the team. Mm-hmm. But they may vote him on anyway because Texas sells out almost every night. Lowry for Oakland makes a good argument for himself. He's got a .378 OBA. He has been in the middle of every win they have. I like him, Jed Laurie. I think he makes the team. Nick Markakis, even though I like Nick, doesn't make the team.
Yeah, he's had a good year, though.
Yeah, but you know what? He's just not going
to
make it.
I don't think he makes it either, but it's good to see him back in a starting position and you know, producing.
Absolutely. Here's a guy that's going to make it. Jose Bautista is just now warming up. 11 bombs, 9 doubles, .405 on base average, 30 walks. That Carlos Santana, and I don't mean a guy that plays the axe. I'm talking about the guy that plays that left-handed stick. 29 runs scored. He's only got 19 RBIs, but he's got 13 doubles, 8. He's borderline, but you know what gets him on? That .412 on base average gets him on. Adrian Beltre, going to make it. 12 doubles, 10 home runs. Even though his OBP is .337, he's going to make it. And you know why? He's going to be the guy, I think, that makes it by a coaching decision.
Yeah.
Because he's a great fielder, too. Mark Trumbo. Well, Robbie Cano's going to make it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get the votes. 11 doubles, 13 bombs, 34 RBIs, .348 OBA. Robbie makes it. So, Kendry Morales, probably not because he's a Seattle guy. But that's the only reason. Mark Trumbo.
So going back to Beltre real quick.
Yeah, please.
Do you think that he makes it over Machado?
Yes.
Do you think he's
because
over the Machado
because of his age and
guy?
Because of his history. Okay. Correct. Yeah, and I'm telling you, I like Manny too, but think about this for a second. This is the first good year, really good year Manny's had.
Right.
Because he's only 20.
Yeah.
He's only 20.
Last year he kind of had to come up and it was there, but I agree with you. I think that he's still 1 year away from being that name that the All-Star game and the All-Star players are in the voting that are really looking for.
Oh, play that music. Play that funky music, white boy. Park Avenue Med Spa. New NeoGraft hair restoration program at Park Avenue Medical Spa is going 6 months strong. Receive a $500 credit for any hair restoration treatments booked in February. Well, that's going to be pretty tough. More info at parkavenuemedicalspa.com. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you book any treatments in May, you're probably going to get that $500 credit. I'm Bruce Hall, and I don't even need hair restoration, but at least I am speaking up for Park Avenue Med Spa. That's Park Avenue Med Spa. More info at parkavenuemedicalspa.com. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News Talk 1230. I love both of those.
Boom.
WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back, and we're getting into our AL All-Stars. We're going to jump into pitching.
Hey, for those of you that are just turning on the show, that is Roy. He's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
From his honeymoon. I think he got lucky on his honeymoon. I'm not sure. I haven't even asked him that.
Fingers crossed.
But, you know, you just never know. You just never know. I asked him a couple of questions, and we're not going to talk about it on the air. I asked him to tell me something that he did on his honeymoon that his wife doesn't know about.
There's not much.
And he looked at me and goes,
please
I don't
say it's not.
You know what he said? He said, I don't remember. That's
the
a
roofie.
Good sign.
It was the roofie.
Yeah.
That's
really
the only story.
The roofie story. Jeez, that was a rough one. Roy has a tendency, he kind of has a few problems with his immune system from time to time.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting smelling stuff or something at one of these herbal spas.
Yes, yeah.
And that kind of made him lightheaded. And then he probably drank five shots of tequila. And the next thing you know, he's like on his knees.
They call it Mexican water.
Now, his wife, she can hang because she's from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. She probably threw him over her shoulder and just carried him back to the room.
She did, actually.
Did she call you the P word at any time?
No, never once. But she
P-word.
She got me paid back the next night because then she had her night where she was a little overboard. She didn't think that she wasn't as bad as me.
Hey.
But we both had our night of just getting hammered.
Dude, let me.
And so she, I think it was no coincidence.
Do you know what I shared about your wedding that I couldn't make? I shared with your father a story about. I said, so how was the wedding? He goes, oh, it was great. The guys were great. You know, they had a good time. They didn't get too rowdy. He said, the girls were hammered.
Yeah, they were.
And I'm like, it seems
that's what it was at my wedding.
Most of the weddings where I am, it's just the opposite. It's like the guys can't walk. And at my wedding, I didn't drink because I'd been sober for 4 years at my wedding.
At that point in time, at my wedding, there was maybe four guys that were single. So the guys that weren't really getting out of hand because most of them had girlfriends that they had to take care of or like, you know what I mean? It was more coupled. Whereas the girls, there was a lot more single girls at my wedding than there were single guys. So the girls were tipping back a few more than you know because girls no girl really likes to be at a wedding that and they're not with somebody, you know what I mean? Girls who were even with somebody at the wedding and
I saw wedding crashers.
It's a lot more of an emotional time for girls, so and it definitely showed at my wedding.
Hey, so
same
that
here.
Was
who caught the bouquet or whatever they call it?
Well, the garter was
and how far up her dress did she put it?
The funny thing is, all right, so
neck.
Did you have to actually pull it out of something?
The garter, her brother caught the garter, and then
her brother caught the garter. Okay,
and then one of her bridesmaids caught the bouquet, and they actually used to date like 3 years ago. So it was kind of like an awkward moment.
Yeah, but did
but
let me
really.
Ask you a question. Well. Do you think they had a moment during, the weekend? No?
No. Well, he has a girlfriend. So.
No, you'll find out in 5 years. It'll be 5 years. You'll find out the weird couple that happened
girlfriend
at
got,
your wedding.
I heard his girlfriend got roofied, though.
His girlfriend?
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, we're gonna finish up and talk about baseball.
Well, it was a weird.
You said something. It reminded me of something. I can't remember, but I'll think of it in about right in the middle of the baseball. I'll think about it and I'll blurt it out.
Did you guys talk Preakness though?
Yeah, we did. Of course, we did. Yeah, yeah. And you know when I had Orb with the field.
Yeah. Did you guys talk Derby?
Yeah, we talked Derby, and I had Orb.
Yeah,
it was one of the few. I mean, I got the Derby right. As a matter of fact, I would have won $9,981 if I'd gone to the Derby, because I would have wheeled. Mm-hmm. I would have had $20 exacta wheels with Orb in the field. I would always do that. It's not even that big of a bet. It's like $500.
Yep.
And it would have paid $9,800. And Orb across was ridiculously good.
Yeah, we had
it was like 12 something to win, and it was like 4 something to play to show.
Yeah.
It might have been 6 something to show.
Well, I mean, he ran well leading up to them. You know, he's a short track horse, which is why he didn't show very well at the Preakness. But
I just thought he had a little problem about mid race, and he got caught up.
He's a short track race.
Dude, we had Rick Snyder on. Rick Snyder used to be a jockey. Rick Snyder, you know, is the guy mm-hmm. in DC that does the tours, and he's a big horse guy. Mm-hmm. And Rick Snyder just said, Orb got bumped, and it looked like he went, maybe. Mm-hmm. But Orb did, you know, do what he usually does, which is make up ground, but he just didn't have enough. Yeah. He didn't have enough time, nor did Rick say he didn't look that interested.
Yeah. He got his win. He's
well, you know what? That horse went
Oxbow
wire to
great,
wire.
Though.
Yeah, but you know what?
And Oxbow,
he had speed numbers that showed pretty well.
Yeah,
but nobody had Oxbow except the owner.
Not many people had Oxbow, but
the owner had it.
If Oxbow can run the way that he ran at the Preakness, he'll take Belmont.
Yeah,
Belmont and Preakness are pretty similar in courses. The Derby
is a revolutionary that a lot of people like in the Preakness. In the Belmont, because Revolutionary is a long track. They really think that he's made for a mile and a half, and I got to have him in it. Orb's not even running, is he? Well, he's got to run because that's his home track.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think Orb is running.
Orb's home track is he's a Baltimore guy, isn't he?
No, they're New York. That's what he was saying.
So Orb is from Baltimore.
Orb's a Baltimore horse. Oxbow, well, I think, is the New York horse.
Look it up.
Now, I heard a theory that the reason we're not seeing any Triple Crown winners in recent time is because they're being bred to have these huge muscles at the top and brittle muscles on the ankle.
They also think that it's a short period of time between starts too. It's really hard when you only have 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think one is 3 weeks and one is 2 weeks, right? Or is it 3 weeks, 3 weeks?
They're 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Well, see, that's the problem. Most horses run once a month. They don't run every week.
But at the same time,
they don't run every other week.
Is that the way it's always been when we had
It's always been like this.
Yeah.
That shouldn't make a difference. And we had some Triple Crown winners, and every year we've seen, like, it's the first, the one who wins the first race is like, oh, this is the Triple Crown winner.
Look at your Triple Crown winners. Secretariat was a freak.
Yeah.
Alidar was a freak. Seattle Slough was a freak.
I mean, it's not an It's not an easy thing to do. And we had Big Brown a couple of years ago.
Well, we had the little horse too.
Yeah, Mind That Bird.
No, Charlie Barbaro. Brown or whatever his name was.
We had Barbaro too.
Barbaro was a good horse. Well, what was the horse's name that had a? He was a little horse.
Yeah, Mind That Bird was a couple
years
ago.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking about.
And then there was Big Brown, who was the huge horse and probably would have won it if he hadn't got hurt.
Charlie Brown, Smokey Brown, something Brown.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
God, I'm getting old. I'm Bruce Hall, and I can't remember this. It's not some Charlie Brown.
Name.
It sounds like...
Well, there was Big Brown.
No, that's
and
not
And he was
it.
The huge horse, and he won the Derby and the Preakness
Do
by,
Do me
like,
a favor. Google Triple Crown 2 race winners, and he'll be right there. Shorty.
Is there a double
Shorty
crown?
Something.
Shorty.
Shorty Jones. Smarty Jones. Smarty Jones won the first two races, and I think Smarty got second in the Belmont.
Here, I'll look up Smarty Jones.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what? I got to see this horse.
That was a great little thought process. You know,
that's the way look, Charlie Brown, Shorty Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Inside the mind of Bruce Hall.
You know what? Let me tell you something. It is one amazing mind.
That's like that
amazingly lost.
That's like that movie Independence Day. Where he's need to go on a diet, getting sick, Coca-Cola.
You know who it was?
Give the chip a virus. And you're like, everyone's like, what?
that's kind of the way my brain
how he
works.
Figures it out.
Using a Mac.
Did you find it? He got first, second, or first,
Smarty
first,
Jones
third.
Jones won the Derby and the Preakness. And
got third, maybe, in the last race. Second or third?
It doesn't say on here.
But, all right, so do we get... do we overanalyze the horses that run the Kentucky Derby? Because there's no horses that can make all the whole
Matthew,
three.
The Derby.
Everyone wants the Derby.
The Derby is mud wrestling. The Derby, it was literally mud wrestling this year.
Yeah.
Because the Derby is sometimes 18 horses.
Yeah.
Was it 19 this
year? It was
19
horses.
19 horses, you can be the best horse by far and just get bumped at the start and end up behind a bunch of people, and you're a front runner with speed and you just don't know how to run.
It's a sprint track.
They're barely 3-year-olds. And they're basically 2-year-olds. A lot of them have never won.
And then Preakness is, there were 9 horses, I think?
9 horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's why I like the other horse, because I thought it was going to be the exact same race. But this horse went to the lead because at Pimlico, the rail was soft. You had to be outside. He was on the rail, so he didn't get a great ride. But they said later that they had him where they wanted him, and when it was time to go, he got caught up between a couple of horses and with a horse in front of him, got bumped a little bit, and that was it. There was no way he was going to go to the front because the times, the quarter mile times, were so slow.
Yeah.
The horse that went to the lead had plenty left.
And they get
longer. What you want to do with a sprinter is go out there and get him. Have somebody go get him and make him run fast. Then he'll pull off and the guys come from the back. That's what Orb needed.
Yeah.
And he never got it. He never got it.
The Derby
people like were just saying Orb, he's going to be the Triple Crown winner.
No,
but there wasn't the same. There wasn't the same excitement as you had for someone like Barbara. Like everybody was just like, "This is the horse."
The horse people was talking to, who really knew these horses, knew that Orb wasn't going to be.
I mean, you're in
who
a
wasn't
horse
going
family.
Is that right?
Yeah, you just married into a horse family.
Did you find out where he's from? Isn't he from Belmont? Pretty sure.
I couldn't find that. So, but the horse people who that I knew. We're like, or he's a short track horse. He's not. Preakness is too long for him.
Pull up the Belmont, and let's talk about the Belmont. Because in my opinion, that is one of the greatest things of all time. I'm trying not to yell.
You're just relaxing now. I forgot I'm on the radio.
I keep thinking,
what's this mic thing?
I'm thinking I'm in a Lazy Boy. Hello, I'm Bruce Hall. Can you hear me? Hello. Anyway, the thing I love about Belmont is. It reminds me of Secretariat in 72, 73, whenever it was. I was in college when Secretariat ran. And when I was talking to Ricky last week, I asked him, I said, how old were you when Secretariat won? He goes, 13. I'm older than Rick. And if you look at, I mean, Ricky has been around. You know, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame kind of sportscaster. He's a great guy. But I got to tell you, you know, when I watched that race, I mean, he went from, you know, he went right to the lead. Then it was 6 lengths, 8 lengths, 10 lengths. 12 lengths, 15 lengths, 8. He blew a field away by, what was it, 24 lengths, Secretariat?
Yeah, Secretariat was a freak.
And that racing time still holds up. 41 years later. I mean, that's just incredible to me. And I don't think I think breeding with horses, it's hard to figure it out because, you know, we see men, you know, like humans when they race. We've gotten faster, slowly but surely, over a period of time. You know, and a lot of that, you don't call that breeding. You just call that DNA. I mean, that's just the way families are made. Good genetic traits tend to continue to stay in the bloodlines.
Yeah.
And in horses, it's extremely like that, but it's not always
they breed
like
it that.
Like, yeah. But
it doesn't always play out.
No, and plus, think about this for a second. With horses, Matt... You'll have a guy like Stormcat that fathered how many horses? Like 4,700?
A lot of horses.
And I think over 2,000 of those horses or something made over $100,000 in their racing lifetime. You know, they don't, it's not like, we don't do that with people. I mean, what a great job that would be, though.
Yeah, really.
I'm still waiting to. I'm going to start racing now.
Yeah, I would. You know, if I was a horse, that would be my job. When Stormcat passed away a couple weeks ago, a lot of guys I know felt sad.
So you were partially right about the Orb. I'll say you're right.
I'm always partially
Fifth
right.
Fifth Stable, which is the stable who owns Orb.
Right.
He's from New York.
That's what I mean. That's his home stable, and that's why I think he's going to run this week. And that's the only reason, because if he had to travel somewhere he wasn't familiar with, doubt they'd run him. Hey, for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy Edwards and Matt on a box. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 and AM 1230 WFAS. Come back home to the
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back. We just got into a little bit of horse talk. We have to talk about that because Belmont is going to run before our next show. So I guess we got to do it in a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know what?
Cover all the fields.
That is a race I'd love to make. You know, it's not considered, you know, it's not the Derby. You know, not all the hats, all the women, all the sweet smelling stuff. It, you know, not all the hoopla.
But the Belmont, leg,
but the Belmont's cool. Plus, it's in New York, so we could do a lot more than one thing that weekend. Mm-hmm. When is that next weekend?
It is next weekend.
You know, you think we should, well, you know what, let me think. We'll have to think about that. We might have to surprise our boy up there.
Let's, I would love to go to Belmont.
I would love to go, too. That would be Saturday.
Yeah.
And then what we could do is we go to the Belmont. Well, that's a 6 o'clock start.
Yep.
So we'd have to stay there pretty much all day.
Yeah. I missed the Preakness this year for the first time in like 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Baltimore
and,
guy now.
Our wedding was on the Derby. We had a Derby-themed wedding. Gave away passes to the Preakness, which
right.
was cool. Stokely won, actually.
I know. Did he?
Yeah, I know you know Stokely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good family friend. So he won. Yeah. He actually won the Preakness passes.
Good for him.
Yeah, so that was cool.
That is cool.
But Belmont,
John Stokely of... John is with Cavalier Land Development. He's owned and operated that for years. And not only that, he was on my Little League team with your father, Greg.
Oh, wait. It's not this Saturday. It's the 8th. So this is 3 weeks.
Well, you know what? I can't be there. You know why?
This one's 3 weeks.
You know why I can't be there, right?
I could have swore it went 2-2-2.
I got a baseball game. Vienna River Dogs. We start our opening day is the 6th. Well, I'm trying to think where I'll be. I'll be somewhere in the state of Maryland. I might even be in Baltimore.
That's
a long way from New York, though.
This hurts my brain right now. I could swear it was
my brain hurts too. Let's talk about baseball. That'll bring us back to reality. We're going to talk about who the pitchers should be on the American League All-Star team. Clay Buchholz for sure. What a great year he's having. 72 and a 2/3 innings.
Yeah.
He's pitched as many innings as anybody. 73 strikeouts, 194 average against. That says it all.
Yeah.
10 starts, 7-0.
He's been a workhorse.
You know what? If he's 3-4, they're not in first. They're
not
up there.
Yeah.
Matt Moore, my bad. Yeah. 8-0, he's my son's age. Just like Madison Bumgarner. As a matter of fact, Matt Moore and Madison Bumgarner were both born in September of 89, and Matt Moore's 8-0. 10 starts, 61 innings, 56 strikeouts. Look at his average against, 181.
Sick.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Iwakuma, who I picked today to beat your guy
for
Seattle. Who are they playing?
Texas.
They playing the Yankees? No, Texas. That's right. 64 and 2/3 innings, 45 hits, 11 walks, 61 strikeouts. Are you kidding me? 194 average against. He makes the All-Star team. And you know what? I'm thinking he's maybe the only guy from Seattle that makes the All-Star team. The only other guy is an infielder, and we'll get to him in a minute. Anibal Sanchez quietly having a great year for Detroit.
Yeah.
64 and a third innings, 80 strikeouts. Are you kidding me? 230 average against. He'll make it. James Shields, Kansas City.
Is that leading the league in strikeouts?
No, not even close.
There's three guys.
Yeah, you got Verlander, you got Hernandez, Felix Hernandez.
Hernandez, Burnett, and Darvish are the only ones above him.
Yeah, Shields will probably make it, but he might not. Hernandez, because of name, will make it. Chris Sale is injured right now. I don't think he's on the 15-DL. I think he missed a start, but Chris Sale has looked world-beating this year. 192 ERA against. His whip is 0.92. He'll make it for the White Sox. Hiroki Kuroda has the name. He's a Yankee. He's had a good season. But, you know, they're only going to keep, in my opinion, probably 14 pitchers. Kuroda might not make it. Cobb might not make it as good as he's had. Yu Darvish is going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's got a 179 ERA against. He'll make it. He's a Ranger player.
He's top of the league in strikeouts,
yeah.
Like I just said. Yeah.
You also got to understand Detroit's going to get one or two they don't deserve eventually. McAllister with Cleveland, I don't think he makes it because they're going to have so many guys that are hitting make it. Jake Peavy got a shot. You know what I think is going to happen to Jake Peavy? I think he's going to end up in San Francisco if the Chicago White Sox don't start playing some ball. Because he played for Boch in San Diego. And he's obviously over that back surgery he had. He's pitching great. Derek Holland has had a good year. Not a great year. He could make it. Ugando, probably not. Irvin Santana has come back well from spring training. He sucked in spring training. He's not going to make it. Masterson is the guy everybody likes from Cleveland. He's 7-3. He's got 27 walks, 76 punch outs, 215 average against. He could make it. You know who's going to make it? John Lester should make it. He's a left-hander, too. And if you look on this lineup, not a lot of left-handers. You got Sale. You got Lester, if he makes it, and you got Moore. Everybody else is a righty. So he's got a good shot at making it. CeCe, I don't know, man. I think CeCe's hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd be I don't think he'd want to pitch in the All-Star game.
He's not the
CeCe.
You can tell that surgery kind of is still lingering a little bit.
Something's wrong
with him. He's coming back around, though.
You know, Vargas is having a great year quietly for the Angels, but he's an Angel and he won't make it. Quintana's having a good year. He won't make it. Scherzer definitely makes it because his manager's coaching the team. And look at his average against 201. Look at his whip, 0.91. He's just given up a couple of bombs. But in 62 innings, 44 hits, 75 strikeouts.
6-0.
Yeah, he's 6-0. Fister could make it, but he won't probably. 280 will keep him out. Justin Verlander, he makes it because he's Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is a perfect example of how you break this down. And let's just stop there because I don't see anybody else making it under that. And let's go. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you pull up all pitchers in the American League?
I got some closers here for you.
Okay, go ahead. Run. Just look at saves because that's going to be the guys.
Rivera, obviously, he's 18.
Mariano makes it for sure. And what a big, this is he's going to get an incredible reception because everybody knows it's his last game, and you know he's going to pitch. Mm-hmm. He's going to come in. He's going to come in whether they're ahead or behind.
Yeah.
It's not going to matter. Who
he has a 1.4 ERA, 18 saves.
He's sick. He's leading the major leagues in saves.
Yeah.
How old is he? 43?
He's up there.
He's 43.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who's next?
Joe Nathan.
Oh, he's having a great year for Texas. He worked out at the University of Tennessee with my son. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. He worked out at the University of Memphis where my son played for a year. And Davis said he was the nicest guy. He would work with all the kids. Joe Nathan's like 6'6". And, he had elbow surgery.
1.86 ERA, 16 to 16 save opportunities.
That's ridiculous. He makes it. Who else?
Addison Reed is the next up on saves.
Probably not going to make it.
16
is he a White
17,
Sox?
205. Yeah, he's a White
Sox. He didn't make it.
You got Baltimore Joe Johnson. Next one down. 3.86. Not having the year that he had last year.
Yeah, I don't see it. Who else?
Who else we got on here? We got Tom Wilhelmsen from Seattle.
Yeah, he may make it. That look at his numbers.
11-12, ERA .45.
Yeah, he makes it because of that.
So that's pretty sick right there.
Okay, and I think that's pretty much
it. Yeah, that'll probably do it.
They're going to end up with three or four closers. They're going to have about, 10 starters?
Yeah. Grant Balfour might do it, Oakland. He's 1.4 ERA, 10 of 10 saves.
Yeah, he could make it. But he's a righty, right? So you got Mariano. Do we have a lefty closer in there anywhere?
Joe Johnson's a lefty, isn't he?
No. You talking about from Baltimore?
Yeah, he's not.
He's a righty, but he's not going to make it anyway.
Yeah.
He's not going to make it.
I honestly, the relievers, there's got to be a lefty reliever out there somewhere, but all the top relievers seem to be righties. So.
All right, real quick. One other thing you missed. It wasn't the draft. Was it the NFL draft?
I missed the NBA.
Oh, you missed the lottery.
Lottery, yeah.
The Wizards drew third.
Yeah, that's big for them.
It is big for them because one didn't help them.
Yeah, well, they're still going to get the guy that they wanted in Otto Porter.
Hey, we got two ones in the last 15 years because Michael Jordan picked that guy that's
Kwame
not
Brown.
Even playing anymore.
Hey,
the kid
Brown,
that has smaller hands than I do, and he's 7 feet tall. Can't palm a basketball.
I'm pretty
sure he's still
in the league, though.
No, he is. I want to say he's a backup with the...
he got like a $7 million deal like 2 years
ago. Is he a Clipper?
Ago.
I think he might be a Clipper.
He was a...
He was a L.A. He was with the Warriors. He was with Kobe.
He's with the 76ers now.
What's a guy's name who, you know, everybody compares against Jordan, but there's no comparison?
LeBron?
No, the other guy.
Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe. I called Brian. Him Kwame. See, you were calling
the cheese
Kwame.
Guy, Kobe.
That threw my entire thinking way off. Yeah, no, but I, you know what? He's out for
Kwame
a good
Brown's
year.
The 76ers. Yeah, yeah. Kobe Bryant. We talked about that earlier in the year where he was tore his Achilles. So.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that's not
fun. Wait a minute. When that happened, you said, who cares?
Yeah,
so you can't say that's terrible.
Well, it is.
Like, who cares about Kobe Bryant, Kobe
Bryant? When I hear Achilles tendon being torn, it's just horrible because the surgery sucks. It's a horrible surgery.
I think at the time that happened, it might have been – was it NFL playoffs at that point? No.
No.
It was NBA playoffs.
They were out of it, though.
Talking about something else,
It was the start of baseball.
So was it NFL draft?
Maybe.
Maybe it was possibly. NFL draft time.
Sure. It happened. You're like, oh, who cares? That's even in the notes. That's how I know that.
Oh, you know what? Like, who cares? You know what we're going to do next week? We're going to have a partial NFL. Next week, people, if you like the NFL – I'd say at least a half hour, 45 minutes. We're going to have NFL guys on. We're going to talk about all the signings, all the free agent signings, who came out ahead, who didn't come out ahead. We're going to have all of my favorite NFL guys on. Clark Judge I'll have on for sure if he's in town or he's not on. If he's not in Mexico like you. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. For Roy Edwards and Matt, you're listening to News Talk 1230. This song's going to put me to sleep. WFAS. Slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at News Talk 1230 WFAS. We just broke down our all-star squads, talked a little horse racing, and give you a little preview next week for some NFL stuff.
You know what I want you to do right now?
I'll do it.
I want you to tell everybody where they can hear Sports Man Cave and how they can pick it up. Because, Roy, you have more shows than I do now, and I'm pissed.
We do have a whole bunch of shows, a whole rack of them. SMCRadio.com. You can also go to SportsManCave.com and push the radio button. We got about 10 shows.
I could do that.
Close to 12 shows on the network. We're working some things out. We got a studio in Pittsburgh. We got a studio in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. We will be at the NCAA Lacrosse Championships tomorrow.
Is that up here?
It's in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Yep, so we will be
there. So
you're
going.
I have Rebecca Willits, one of my reporters, going up.
No relation to Randy Willits. Ask her if her dad's name's Randy.
I will have to.
Okay.
So, yeah, smcradio.com. We're also on iTunes. If you search SMC Radio, we're also on TuneIn Radio. So you can download your TuneIn Radio app, search SMC Radio, all one word, and we'll pop up. And you can listen anywhere in the world, 24/7.
You know, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. One of the first things Roy asked when he got back was, man, there was all kinds of wild stuff. You know, talking about the girls that were found in Cleveland. We had Tony Mazur on a couple of times. And Tony is phenomenal because he's from Cleveland. He understands Cleveland. He knows Cleveland. He loves Cleveland. At the same time, he hates Cleveland. And you can't get a better perspective.
So that means he's from Cleveland.
Exactly.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there are some great things about Cleveland, but one of them isn't the way that this disappearance was handled. And there's a guy that I've come to know that I happen to like quite a bit.
But you're not talking about the Browns.
No.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you. But anyway, guys, go to @ScottTaylor19. If anybody listening to the show right now, His Twitter account is at ScottTaylor19. And the guy's a baseball guy, too, because he said, hey, sunny day in Cleveland, good day to go out and hit with the kids. And he had a bucket of balls in his glove and his bat. And, you know, I just told him to tell his kids to keep their hands above the ball. And it sounds like he's played some ball. He said, absolutely, coach.
Have you seen Avery's baseball stance?
No. How old is he now?
He's two.
Well, two's a good time to start him. Don't get him too crazy and make sure he keeps his hands above the ball. And if he drops his hands, smack him in the back of the head. Because you want to hit ground balls and line drives, no pop-ups. Especially.
Look at that stance.
It's pretty good. Tell him to get his hands up a
pretty
little bit.
Pretty good stance for a two-year-old.
For a two-year-old, it's just good to be standing. Most two-year-olds are crawling. But a guy's named Scott Taylor. You can follow Roy 24/7.
Yes, you can.
And you know what? You really should. Because sometimes Roy's up in the middle of the night. Sometimes he's asleep in the middle of the day. But that's when he's at his job. Is that correct? I'm just kidding. Can't say
no
that.
Comment.
No comment. But here's what I'd like to say. Go to at SportsManK or go to at Bruce Hall Sports. I have never asked for a follow, but you should follow me because I follow about 400 of the smartest people in the world, and especially when in regards to sports. Not all, but sports-related. Katie Couric, who some people know, she's pretty famous in the United States. Her big brother, John, and I used to play poker together back when John was in high school, early college days. And Katie was this little 8 or 10-year-old that ran around the house with Lyndon Carter's younger sister. And, you know, Katie responds to me when I send her tweets, and I don't know how she does it. She must have, like, 5 or 6 people that look online, because I've asked her to follow me so I can direct message her, give her direct messages, and I haven't gotten them. But I you know, last week, if you were listening to the show, we had a big celebration of Wakefield High School, where I went to school in Arlington, Virginia. It was our 60th birthday. We had a reunion like you wouldn't believe. It was better than any reunion that's ever been, because it was people from all kinds of different classes. Mm-hmm. Like you and your dad and I were in different classes in different high schools.
Yeah, schools
but
yeah.
Even if I had been at Stewart, I'd never see any of those people in his class because they're never invited to my reunion. This was so much fun. I asked her to tweet that, and she sent it out to like 700,000 people. Well, now that's class.
Yeah.
She didn't have to do that. You know, it just happened to be a school in Arlington, Virginia. Katie went to Yorktown High School.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah. And she's such a good person. And she's been through so much. And, you know, to her credit, she's always been a super hard worker. And now she's finally found her niche. You know, she is, everything she's done well. But the thing I like that she does the best is she relates to people. And she's a great interviewer. Look, Barbara Walters, I love you, but you ain't Katie Couric. Katie Couric, if she lives to be as old as Barbara Walters, will be the best female interviewer in the history of TV and radio. And I firmly believe that because she does her homework. And I just want to thank you, Katie, for all that help. Even though you went to my arch rival high school and a kid there beat me in the district championship my senior year in wrestling, I got no problems with it. I want to thank you for retweeting everything. But Twitter is so cool. You know, we ended up, like, when all that stuff happened, in Cleveland with Ariel Castro is this guy's name. What a weird name. And I wonder if he's directly related to Castro. Probably not.
That was the house, right? The three
yes,
kids,
yes, yes. And yeah. And he had kept them anywhere from 8 to 12 years. Mm-hmm. Three young girls padlocked in a house, probably duct taped their mouths shut, because how would you not be screaming? I think he had them scared enough that they wouldn't scream, because he probably had weapons. He probably had knives. He probably had everything else. But I got to tell you, this thing that happened out there really brought the community together. But you know what it really does? It really says a lot about how in all of our cities, this is going on. I'm telling you, there's not enough police. So it's important to be a good neighbor. Okay, and if you see, they said they saw naked women crawling through the backyard of that house, and they'd call the police, and they'd knock on the door, and they'd just leave. If I see a naked woman crawling on the backyard next door to me, I'm going to get my gun. I'm calling the cops, and I'll tell them, don't shoot the guy in the red shirt. And I'm going to be wearing a red shirt. I'm going to kick in the door, and I'm going to just go find out what the hell's going on. You can't turn your back on stuff like that, can you?
That was the dead giveaway, right?
Yeah, dead giveaway.
Dead
skinny
giveaway.
Naked woman crawling through backyard like a dog.
Yeah,
you
good
know
for him. What is his name though?
Ariel Castro.
No. The dead giveaway guy. The guy who found the girl.
No, he did. He never saw him doing that.
Right. But
no,
he's the one who
his
went up
dead
the door
giveaway was
right?
She was screaming through the front
right,
door.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me. He just happened to be eating a Big Mac on his front door step. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this guy has free hamburgers in the city of Cleveland from any hamburger place there for the rest of his life.
Really?
Yeah, they just did that this week
Very
for him.
Cool.
Burger King, McDonald's jumped on first, then all the privatized hamburger joints fought. So he's
Charles
like
Ramsey,
that's Charles
Ramsey.
Charles Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I get it mixed up with a former police chief in D.C. His name was Charles Ramsey.
Yeah.
Which is oddly enough.
Yeah.
But this guy looks like a guy that had been up and down on his luck. He's a food stamp guy. He works. He doesn't work. But you know what? He's like 50, he's my age. He's like 58 years old. And he paid attention to some girl that needed help. He went over there and showed her how to kick in the bottom of the door.
Yeah.
These girls were so scared, they never, ever had a chance. You know what the guy did? He went out to get something. He was getting ready to get caught. His house was in foreclosure. So there were going to be people coming around, you know, to collect or get the hell out. And so he was probably trying to figure out what he was going to do. He had to leave. Matter of fact, they have film of this guy, Ariel Castro, at a gas station without a helmet on, and a cop let him go. He was filling up his motorcycle, and the cop went, "You're supposed to have a helmet on." And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I just needed some gas, blah, blah, blah." They have him on film at the gas station.
Well, too bad they didn't ask, "Oh, you don't have a helmet on. And by the way, do you have three women tied up in your house?"
Yeah. How did you ever get out of your house? I mean, did you just leave them there?
We'll have to add that to Miranda rights now.
Yeah. You know what?
Do you have any hostages?
Let me tell you something. Now, these girls have all gone out to their families. In my opinion, and this is they're separate families. They're staying with their separate families. In my opinion, these girls need to stay together for a little while because they've been together for 10 years, right?
They're going to be tied together for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Oh, that's not nice.
But if
I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. I mean,
but if you've been through the worst experience of your life with some people for 10 years, probably, and you've just gotten freedom, you'll probably be, you know, emotionally tied to them for a little bit, but you probably want to say, "I'd like to talk to some other people
because
I know
away.
What
exactly.
her day was like yesterday."
Well,
but at the same time, you're going to have those other girls who have been through the same experience as you, so you have that connection. You know, you're going to talk about it, and I agree with you, Bruce.
Not.
I think it's important that they help each other
I think
through
I would have
this,
kept everybody
time,
together for a while.
Yeah, but at the same time, you need to get back to as normal of a life as possible.
Well, evidently the police have all the answers they need from the girls because they let them go back to their families.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put too much pressure on them. They've obviously built a case against this guy already. He's not going anywhere. He's on suicide watch. He's naked. He doesn't wear any clothes in his jail cell. He's in a 4x8 jail cell with a toilet, a cot, and a window that you can't see anything out of. It's just like a window where you can tell if it's light outside or dark outside. That's all you can tell.
And hopefully they let him out in the backyard naked.
Well,
but
listen, evidently what goes on at the jail cell, and I know this from following this guy Taylor on the internet and on Twitter. He is phenomenal. You need to follow the guy. I really like him, and he does a great job. His name's Scott Taylor, at Scott Taylor 19. So evidently, there's at least 19 Scott Taylors on Twitter.
He was just the 18th guy to sign up.
Now, look.
There's probably a couple more.
We need to look into the Belmont.
Yeah.
And I think what we should do
I guess it's 2 weeks away.
Listen,
in
this.
Swore it was
yeah, but
this
here's
weekend.
What we need to do. You need to go up there. And what you should do is go to the studio. Can we do the show from the studio up there, and then I can be here?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do that. Because if you go to the Belmont, no, you should go. No, but you should go.
I know
to
you're
the
just back in
I'd
town.
Love to. I mean, yeah.
Take the family.
I got to talk to the wife. Of
take
course,
the family.
I'm sure
take
she would love to go to the Belmont.
Take
as well.
The Belmont. It's a horse thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Triple Crown race.
Absolutely.
And you should go up there, and we will make the Belmont the big deal that day. Because obviously the Mets aren't going to take out more than 2 or 3 minutes of cussing. The Yankees will probably do them very well. We'll try to get you to a Yankee game. You know, maybe Friday night or something. And I can get you some tickets or something if you want to go see the Yankees. I haven't been in the new stadium. I've been to the old Yankee Stadium tens of times. been to two All-Star games there. But I haven't been to the new stadium. They say it's really nice.
It's a shame the Rangers aren't still in it. I got one of my good friends works for Madison Square Garden.
Well, they got out early this year.
Well,
they beat us. Early. They beat the Caps.
They just got beat by Boston.
A good team.
Yeah,
Boston's good. Well, yeah, but you know Pittsburgh's good too. Are they still in it?
Yeah, it'll be Boston Pittsburgh probably.
Is that who you think? What happened to the Blackhawks?
Oh, Pittsburgh did win.
Well,
yeah.
How about Detroit? Ottawa. They got beat yesterday.
So it'll
right?
be Detroit lost to Chicago, which again. You guys didn't bet Chicago over Detroit when they're down 3-1 playing at home, then you know you got something. Just
what was
betting,
the final but... score of that game? It was probably -1.5.
That
they win by two.
Score was 4-1 Chicago.
All right, listen. Anybody you want to say kudos to? Say hello
well,
to.
Before we head out, I believe a good tip of the hat is due to Rob Pinnell, who becomes the all-time points leader in NCAA lacrosse.
That's amazing.
He had 7 points. And a loss to Duke, but put the team on his back at an MJ fourth quarter. If you haven't seen the highlights, make sure you check it out. Guy had 7 points, 5 goals, 2 assists.
Who's going to win the NCAA lacrosse championship?
Syracuse Orange.
You think?
They're the best defensive team in the country.
Hey,
and
shout out to Syracuse.
Too.
I hope you win it. You guys really need a championship up there.
Yeah.
Because it didn't work out in basketball.
Syracuse versus Duke. So
we'll be back next week. I want to say thank you to all our followers. We'll be back next week on AM 1230. WFAS, this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Go Pacers.
Signing off. Go Pacers, absolutely.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains.